Morning. Welcome to this Aaron Elliston Change of Pension Provider presentation. My name is Robert Smith and I work for LEBC. LEBC are independent pension consultants. It's only relevant because that means that we're not affiliated in any way to the pension provider, be that Aegon or Nest, and therefore the information I'm going to give you is truly independent. Now, whilst this presentation is designed to be an overview around the change of pension provider, I'm also taking the opportunity to give you some key insights into things that I believe are particularly important for everybody, regardless of the stage of their pension journey they're on, whether they're just starting, whether they've been saving for a while, or whether they're thinking of retiring shortly. I'm going to start with the basics. So, what is a group personal pension? And effectively, the group bit means that the company have decided who the pension provider is, but the personal pension bit is the bit which is really important. It means that you pay in and the company pay in, but all the other decisions around how much you pay, where you invest, when you retire, what you do with it when you wish to retire, these are all personal decisions that the company has got no influence over. So when you pay in, pensions are very, very tax efficient and tax relief is added to your contributions. What that means in plainer English is any income tax that you pay in order to get that money paid into your pension, that's given back to you by the government. And it's given back to you in one of two ways, and we'll cover that shortly in the next slide. The money grows, and again, we can give you some insights into how much it might have grown by, but you choose a fund that will, in an ideal world, give you inflation beating returns. And then this pot of money is yours to take when you're old enough, which under current legislation is 55. And when you take it, 25% of it is available as tax-free cash. The rest of it is subject to tax at your normal rate. So, in terms of the current pension schemes that you've got, there are two schemes that Aaron Elliston run. One is with Nest and one is with Clerical Medical. And this presentation is designed for people who are in either or even both schemes. At the moment, Nest charge you 0.3% as an ongoing annual management charge. They also charge you 1.8% of whatever you pay into the scheme. Clerical Medical have a different charging structure. They charge you 1% of your fund value as an annual management charge. In terms of the current investment strategies, if you've got your money in Nest have got a unique approach. They decide that when people first start saving, Nest's actuaries are of the view that they don't want you to be exposed to the ups and downs of the stock market. So they put you in a lower risk fund for the first 5 years. Once you've been through that 5 year period, you're in a medium risk fund. And then you enter what's called the consolidation phase, which is towards the end of your selective retirement journey. Clerical Medical, you're in something called the Clerical Medical Balanced Fund. It was once called the Aberdeen Balanced Fund, and it's a medium risk fund. This term, salary exchange, may or may not mean much to you, but it's a really, really important concept. And because it's a little bit different and not that intuitive, I'm going to take two slides to explain why it's in this presentation for you. Salary exchange is effectively a really efficient way of investing straight into your pension. So the money that goes in your pension doesn't go through PAYE first. Effectively, what you do is you exchange part of your salary. So if you earn, for example, 25,000 and you want to invest 1,000 in your pension, you now earn 24,000. So you exchange part of your salary in return for that reduction being paid straight into your pension, and it's shown on your contribution history as an employer pension contribution, in addition to what the employer already pays into your pension. Why do we bother doing it that way? Well, effectively, the answer is it's you pay less in income tax and you pay less in national insurance because it's never been through PAYE. If you happen to be a higher or additional rate taxpayer, then there's no need for you to ask HMRC for the full amount of tax relief you're entitled to because you will never have paid tax on that contribution in the first place. Therefore, you've been given tax relief at your highest rate. You also save national insurance. So if you're a basic rate taxpayer, you don't pay 12% on the value of that contribution in national insurance. Higher and additional rate taxpayers don't pay 2% on it. Here's an example to put it into context for you. In this example, I've used 30,000 and 5% because they're quite nice round numbers. So 5% of a 30,000 salary happens to be £125. And without salary exchange, the way that somebody would see their pension increase by £125 is paying £100 of their take-home pay. Now, because it's a pension, when the £100 gets invested, the government increase it by giving you the tax back that you paid. So in order to be paying £100, you would have paid £25 in income tax. So because it's a pension, you get that back and £100 becomes 125. However, if you use salary exchange, as you can see from the screen, the reduction in your take-home pay is not £100, but it's only £85. The reason why you're saving £15 is because the £125 that is paid straight into your pension would normally be subject to two deductions: income tax deduction, which you would normally get back, but national insurance that you would never get back. And in this example, national insurance is worth £15. Therefore, because you're not paying £25 in tax, you're not paying £15 in NI, the true cost to you of having £125 paid into the pension rather than paid to you through PAYE is only £85. And as you can see, the same amount's gone in, but you've saved money. We're now going to turn our attention to what's changing with your workplace pension scheme and why is that? So the main headline is that there's a new qualifying workplace pension scheme with Aegon, and that's going to be effective from 1st of April 2021. Aegon will help you to move the money that you've got accrued with Nest and the money that you've got accrued with Clerical Medical into the new scheme if you want to, but it's always going to be your choice as to whether you do that or not. So the question that many of you might be thinking was, why did they bother making the change? What is better or different about Aegon compared to where we are at the moment? So using Aegon's own terminology, it's one account for life. Now, what that means is that unlike with the other pension schemes, which have got restrictions on what you can and can't do with your fund when you come to take it, the Aegon account is far more flexible. So with this single account, you can have access to every single retirement option that is available by legislation. So that means that you can take it flexibly, you can cash it all in, you can buy a guaranteed income for life with it. All of these things are available with the Aegon scheme without any extra charge. It also happens to have an ISA and a general investment account available to you at the same low price point if you want it. Many people don't utilize that facility, but it's there and free and available. There's also a really, really wide range of investment options for those that want it, and the member experience is much better than it is with the other providers. It's also cheaper. Now, this is a key difference between this scheme and the other schemes. Aegon charge you no more than 0.3%, broken down into two bits: the bit that Aegon keep for their costs and the bit that the fund manager charges for the investment. The bit that Aegon charge you, 0.25%, well, that actually reduces when you've got more money in. So if you save more than £100,000, the bit which is valued at between 100 and 249,000 isn't subject to the 0.3% cost. It's only subject to 0.28, which goes down to 0.25. And if you've got more than 500,000 in there, you don't pay Aegon anything on the balance above 500,000. Compare and contrast that with Clerical Medical and Nest. Clerical Medical, as you'll recall, charge 1%. Nest, their equivalent of 1.8% allocation charge and 0.3% ongoing is 0.48. So as you can see, even in the cheapest fund, you're paying 50% less in charges with Aegon than you would be with Nest. Those numbers might not mean much, so I'm going to use a different website to illustrate what difference these charges can make. So if you happen to have 30 years of investment ahead of you and you save 10% of a 30,000 salary with 30,000 saved, just using round numbers, then your fund might be worth £334,000 in 30 years' time. However, over that period of time, you'd have paid nearly £83,000 in charges. With Nest, you'd have paid nearly £42,000 in charges, and with Aegon, you'd have only paid £26,000 in charges. So there are really, really big savings when you're looking at the long term with lots of money. It's really, really important that you're in a low-cost scheme. When it comes to the workplace pension scheme, there's what's called a default fund, which is the place that your money's invested in until you choose to move it. It's managed by BlackRock and it's a medium risk fund, and it automatically takes lower risk as you approach your selected retirement date, and it does that over 6 years through a process called life styling. Now, when you're more than 6 years from retirement, this is the fund that you'll be invested in. It's called the Aegon Workplace Default Fund. And as you can see, it's grown by about 28% over 1 year, which is in line with the performance expected of a fund of that nature currently. This lifestyling concept that I touched on is Aegon's way of taking less risk, or risk reduction in their terms, as you approach retirement. The logic is most people are of the view that as they get closer to their selected retirement age, they don't want to take as much risk with their investments. You are invited to think whether that's appropriate for you, because if you don't want that to happen, you can always change your investments into one of the other funds that Aegon offer. Please bear in mind that if you do change your retirement age on the Aegon platform, then because this 6-year journey starts 6 years before whatever age you change, changing your retirement age will also change the date at which this journey to take less and less risk starts. Eventually, after the 6-year journey is finished, so you're now at 65 or whatever your selected retirement age is, your money, unless you want it to be invested differently, will be invested in the Aegon Workplace Default Fund at retirement. So a different fund with a different asset allocation takes less risk, and as you can see, it grew by 10.4% as opposed to 27% over the year. So lower risk, lower reward. What this slide is doing is it's comparing the fund performance of the Clerical Medical Default Fund with the Nest Fund and the Aegon Fund. And it's difficult to make a true comparison because they are all different with different investment aims. But as you can see, broadly speaking, over 5 years, Clerical Medical Fund grew by 33%. The Aegon Fund, which the red one is the same as the green one, as you can see from this graph. The green one only got created 18 months ago, so that's why we put the red one on too. Grew by 57%, and Nest Fund grew by 59%. Don't forget, though, that in truth, the charges you're paying to Aegon are lower, therefore the performance between the Aegon Fund and the Nest Fund, very, very comparable. In terms of other funds, there are 300 funds available which are pure pension funds, and 4,800 investment options. So if you're an engaged investor, you've got loads of choice with Aegon. If you feel that that choice is a little overwhelming, then LEBC are here to provide you with financial advice, be that holistic wealth management advice, so exactly the same role as an IFA would do, or in guidance and help and advice on building up your pension. In fact, a recent study, which was commissioned by Royal London, said that if people seek advice, they find that they're on average nearly £50,000 over their lifetime better off than those that don't ever think about their finances and don't seek any advice. In terms of the investment options that are available to you as an advised member, of course you can be in the default fund, or you can always self-select one of the thousands of funds that are available. But if you have an advisor working with you, they will understand your attitude to investment risk and then recommend some investments based on what you decide is appropriate to you. And they may be funds that you don't have access to without an advisor. As you can see from this graph, choosing a fund that performs well can make a significant difference to the value of your pot. Nothing else is different here other than the rate of return. So 2%, the £250 investment might grow to 155,000, but at 8%, it would more than four times as much. So as you can see, choosing a reasonable investment makes a big difference to your wealth. And the way we do this is through our employee engagement advice team. This is our low-cost advisory solution that looks at just your pension. If you wanted wider advice, then we can provide that for you too. The advice from our employee engagement advice team only costs £500 as a one-off contribution, and then you pay 0.25% as an ongoing advice charge. More information is available for me if you're interested in speaking to one of our advisors. If, however, you wanted wealth management advice and something broader than just the pension, again, speak to me and I'll introduce you to one of my colleagues, a chap called Richard. He's a chartered financial planner. He's been advising members for many, many years, and he's a highly recommended financial advisor. A question which is relevant to many people is the money safe though? So you've picked Aegon, are they a financially secure provider? And say it quietly, but what if my company, what if Aaron Elliston went bust? Is my pension protected against insolvency? And you'd be in good company if you wondered that, because a recent survey showed that less than half the people that answered were confident that if their pension provider went out of business, their money is safe. The truth is, it absolutely is safe. The Financial Services Compensation Scheme, unlike with a bank that puts a limit of £85,000 on your investments, well, there is no limit on the money which is protected with your pension. So there are all sorts of safeguards, but the headline is, yes, it's very safe. The money doesn't belong to Aaron Elliston. The money doesn't belong to Aegon. If either of them went bust, your money's wholly protected. It doesn't mean, though, that you are wholly protected from pension scams. So if you ever are contacted about your pension, please be aware that people are out there to scam you and take your money from you. So check that the company is registered with the Financial Conduct Authority. The ScamSmart initiative is a good place to start to check whether or not the approach that you've had is legitimate. So briefly, in terms of what's next, you're going to be getting an email from Aegon shortly, if you've not had it already, and that will contain details of how to log on to the various systems. You'll be asked to tell Aegon, if in the event of your death, who you'd like the money to go to. Consider where you want your money invested. By default, it will be invested in the default fund. Advice is available if you're not sure, consider transferring some of your other pensions into it. Again, I'm here to help you with all of that in due course. This is the rough timeline. So we're delivering presentations now, and they're giving an email in April, with the first contribution being applied in May. Once the first contribution has been applied, more information will be provided to you about transfers. For those of you that are with Clerical Medical, Aegon will be writing to you with this sort of letter and a prepaid envelope to enable you to transfer your money. Unfortunately, if you're with Nest, you'd need to transfer the pension independently, because Nest don't allow bulk transfer exercises. But that's very, very easy to do. And more information about the transfer process will be available from me once that is an option for you to consider. There are guides to how to bring your pension pots together from Aegon, and there's also a video that they've created. Again, that's available from me in due course. Final couple of slides on what it looks and feels like to be an Aegon member. So once you've received your activation email, that will be the start of how you access your pension online. Once you've created your account, these are the sort of screens that you'll see. So it shows you the value of your fund. It gives you a score, which tells you how prepared you're likely to be for retirement based on the data that you put in there. In this example, the score was 60 out of 100. And this is one of the screens that shows you the contribution history, the value of the pension, and the investment returns. It also includes personalized video summaries. So it shows you what you've paid, what your employer has paid, what your pension is worth, what that might be worth in the future. And it's just a very easy to watch, easy to digest way of getting the information over to you. So thanks very much for listening to this presentation. I appreciate it's been relatively short and brief, but we didn't want to take too much of your time now. I'm going to be available throughout the year, and I'm going to be giving more information to you as the project progresses in conjunction with the company. That said, my email address is robsmith@lebc-group.com. The best number for me is my mobile 07973 671 128. Please do use me and contact me for any questions you've got. There's never going to be any cost in you contacting me and asking some questions. So please do use me if you want.